the long hours of darkness, Baghdad shakes to the constant low rumble of B-52s. In a hotel room by the Tigris, a man writes. A jar with a clutch of flowers trembles on the windowsill as the air pressure drops, while out in the desert, soldiers hide in furrows of night. A pale red stain appears. Its penumbra blooms and is extinguished. The man writes about the war, about the smell of burnt flesh along the road north of Nasiriyah, about this dark sound. The air pressure drops again. A tremor runs through the water in the jar, the thin stalks, the petals. Membrane of ice on the windows of this room in Montreal. I cut my hands, peer into the television's blue cave and see pale slivers of tracer fire in the desert, missiles scattered like black seeds, a pale red stain on the horizon that pours back into the dark. Through a live street cam, somewhere in Baghdad, the shadows of men. I can hear them. They call to one another in their language, and at dawn, the birds sing.